Hi everyone, welcome back to our March month episode of Serving Up Perspective. I'm Mercy Felt.
And I'm Emma Von Dolan. How are you doing today, Mercy?
I'm well, Emma. It's quite a nice March day, very springy, and it's warm. I'm looking forward to going outside later today. How about yourself?
Yeah, me too. I'm really happy about the warmth, and so are my chickens. They are really excited to get outside.
Well, I'm very happy for your chickens and for you. So, shall we share what we're going to be doing today, Emma?
Yes, I'm excited. So, last time we talked about the economy around factory farming, just to give you a little reminder. And this time we're going to look into how we unknowingly support factory farms. So, as you might imagine, there's a lot of byproducts of factory farms, and they've made themselves into quite a few everyday products that we might not know about. So, let's get started.
And yes, I'm also very excited. And to start us off, can I share a personal story?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not too dramatic or anything, so don't get your hopes up. But one time, this is a story about Costco, but I'm not saying anything bad or necessarily great about Costco. Costco's a fine store. So the story is, one time my dad was at Costco, blah, 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 yada, 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 getting food. This was just a couple of months ago, and he came home with a bunch of sugar, a giant size stuff, of course, because Costco, if you've ever been there, you should know. And it was including a huge bag of granulated sugar. And the bag was, one, incredibly big, and it said organic, really, in like very large font on the front. And then I was thinking about the sugar we used to get and looking at the sugar that we used to get compared to the sugar that we had just got. And I was like, this is weird because this sugar looks much more brown and it kind of almost looks like. And it's, I know it's not very interesting. I mean, it's interesting, but not very dramatic. But it was interesting to me. And then Emma explained to me why sugar is like that, so maybe she could explain that to you guys, too.
Yes, so I don't know when I learned this, but people for the ethical treatment of animals, on their website, they have a lot of information about animal rights, and so I further learned this fact that sugar is, well, white sugar and brown sugar sometimes too, is sometimes bleached and filtered with bone char, which is charred, usually cattle, but charred animal bones. And USDA organic sugar, it will sometimes say vegan on it. And when it says vegan and it's organic, that will most likely mean that it was not processed with bone char. And like Mercy mentioned, you can also look at the color of it, and it will not be bright white if it was not filtered and bleached with charred animal bones. So yeah, it's kind of a gross but interesting fact.
That is sort of disgusting, and it's but I was, when I learned that from you, it was very interesting to me, and it still is. And then I also did look up a couple of videos about how sugar is made after, and they were very satisfying, if anyone is curious. So, Emma, shall we get a move on?
So, next we're going to go through the day of a made-up person and talk about all the things that they do, you will probably relate to some of them, that actually support, well, could support factory farming because they contain byproducts. So, Mercy is going to introduce our character now.
Yeah, let's start off with an introduction. Our character is named Francis. We just came up with that name a couple of minutes ago, but their name is Francis, and their pronouns are they, them, theirs. So shall we start their day in the life, Emma?
Yes. So Francis wakes up, and they're going to do some regular morning things. So first, they brush their teeth, and that some toothpaste contains animal glycerin. It is more unlikely because vegetable glycerin is becoming more popular, but some toothpastes probably still contain animal glycerin. And then they wash their hands, and soap is sometimes made with lanolin, which is, I'm pretty sure that it's sheep oil. Like, it's oil that comes from sheep. And it's scented with honey. I don't know if bees are factory farmed, but not vegan. And then Francis is going to take a shower. Some shampoos have keratin, which you probably know is the stuff your fingernails are made of, but I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that this keratin in shampoo is not made with human fingernails. And then lastly, Francis will feed their dog. Their dog's name is Lucky. And of course, dog food is meat. And besides just like straight up chicken, there's also other byproducts and animal meals in there, so there's a lot of factory farm.
That is, I'm gonna definitely start reading the ingredients on my toothpaste now. That was a little gross, but interesting. So after Francis wakes up and starts doing their regular morning such and stuff, they go down to breakfast, and this morning for breakfast, they have a ham and cheese omelet, which is cooked in butter, and butter, you know, comes from buttery stuff. Everyone knows about butter, and then eggs come from chickens, and I was actually just doing some research for the ONFF Club about chickens, because we're doing a very interesting research project right now, and I learned very interesting fact that I will share later on, but I'm looking forward to that. And then cheese, because obviously it's a ham and cheese omelet, from sustainable milk might have enzymes from factory farms. And I have a fun fact about cows on factory farms, if that's all right. It's somewhat related to the environment. Factory farms give rise to many negative impacts on the environment. Dairy farming is one of the biggest emitters of greenhouse gases, which contribute to global climate change. These farms foster other types of air pollution as well, resulting in dangerous health impacts for surrounding human communities as well as the environment. And this fact was from the Human League, and they have a lot of information. So I recommend them if you're also doing research on animals or factory farming.
Thank you for that recommendation. I might have to check that out too. So, after Prentice finishes their breakfast, they're going to drive to work. And surprisingly, some cars still have leather seats. They are usually a mix of synthetic and real leather, but they still contain some real leather. And the leather trade is kind of complicated, I learned, but it usually comes from factory farms. And the fossil fuels emitted by cars are obviously not good for the environment, and our character Francis did consider biking. They know about fossil fuels and they are very aware. So not anything, we're not trying to put anybody down for making certain choices.
Yes, that is why we included that in our script. We didn't want to make it seem like everything in the world goes down a factory farming hole and everyone's going to die. Anyways, moving on. At work, Francis is a chef at a popular restaurant. And this name you may think is funny, but, well, we thought it was funny. We came up with this, and it is called the Walkie Donkey Pub and Grill. And at that pub and grill, the Walkie Donkey, they fry a lot of stuff, as most pubs do, and they fry their stuff in lard. And lard is from the rendering fatty tissue of a pig. That's just sort of gross, but it's, so they, and most pigs are from factory farms, so that's how that relates. And then they also wash their hands a lot because they work at a restaurant. And some soap has a tallow in it, which Emma went over before, so yep, that's how everything at their Walkie Donkey Pub and Grill might relate to factory farming. As well as the meat they fry and the fish they fry can relate to fish hatcheries and factory farms.
Yeah, so just to let you know, I talked about lanolin, but tallow is basically, it's just a different form of lard. It's fat that had different things happen to it. It's all kind of gross, but if you look up tallow, you'll notice that they're very similar, just in slightly different forms. Anyways, for lunch, Francis makes themselves a grilled cheese and eats it. The cheese, again, has rennet, which is an enzyme, like Mercy mentioned before. And just to expand on that, rennet is an enzyme that's taken from the fourth stomach of a young, unweaned calf, and that's a byproduct of the veal industry. So, and Francis also drinks a beer. And this is kind of gross, but some beer is made clearer, and wine too, but with isinglass, which is something from the swim bladders of fish. And the swim bladder, if you aren't aware, is not the bladder. It's a part of the fish that helps, that determines whether they float or sink. So that's, that might make you check the ingredients on your next beer.
All right, that short transition was supposed to be a form of Francis driving home. So later, when Francis gets home, they feed the birds, and they feed their birds. They feed it with suet. I don't know how to pronounce this. How do you pronounce this? Suet cakes?
Yep, that's right. Suet cakes.
That's how, even the name is kind of gross. Suet cakes made, and suet cakes are made by meat byproducts. I don't remember what animals specifically. I think it's a range of animals. And also a variety of different bird seeds. So, yeah, that's what they do next. They feed their birds.
Yeah, I don't know specifically what animals either, but when I went to the grocery store, I passed by these suet cakes for birds, and it literally just said meat byproducts. So, I don't know what that means about whether they don't know themselves, or whether they don't want to tell consumers. I don't know, but maybe you could think about that. Anyways, Francis goes to a fast food place for dinner. They also ask where the chicken came from that they ordered. And did you know that 71% of 12,000 people that were recently surveyed don't ask where the chicken comes from when they go to fast food places? It's kind of a large number.
Yeah, I found that out doing some research. That's the fact that I said Emma was going to share later on. And it was kind of, I don't know. It made me want to ask it. Well, I know this was your idea as well, Emma, to ask other people and for like me and tell them like, ask when you go to a fast food restaurant, which I don't very often, but it made me want to ask, like, next time I go to a fast food restaurant and get like chicken tenders, ask them where their chicken comes from and see if they even know where it comes from. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, okay. Shall we take a little break here, Emma?
Yep. Talk to you all later.
See you. This podcast was sponsored by Felt Remodeling. Felt Remodeling LLC was founded by Tim Felt. I actually don't know what year. Felt Remodeling offers remodels for decks, bathrooms, basements, and more. And I know Emma's parents got some work done by Felt Remodeling in their house, and I believe they enjoyed it quite a lot. Do you enjoy what Felt Remodeling did for your house, Emma?
We got this great laundry chute, and we have now a better laundry doing area, and it looks really nice and it functions really nice. Definitely recommend Felt Remodeling.
So if you would like to get something remodeled by Tim Felt, just call 608-334-6264. Offers only in Madison, Wisconsin. The Oink for No Factory Farming Club is a proud supporter of Serving Up Perspective. So let's hear from them.
The Oink for No Factory Farming Club believes that factory farming isn't good and it should go away in the future.
We value devotion, honesty, and firmness.
Making factory farming better for the animals and the environment, because it is not going away right now, is what we are here for, and we plan to do so with intelligence and in a well-informed way.
No matter what.
The ONFF Club is proud to be a confident and headstrong club so we can make a difference in the world.
Alrighty, so now we're going to try something a little bit new, a new style of sharing information with you. So it's called Fast Facts for Fun. Basically, it's where we have a little fact sharing time that's centered around a specific topic. And of course, have fun. So now it's time for Fast Facts for Fun. Today's topic is recent factory farming news.
I hope you enjoyed our Fast Facts for Fun music. We found that from Pixabay, and we'll be talking more about them later. So, Emma, would you like to share your fast facts first?
Yes. So, this is very recent. At the beginning of March, this article's written, I believe it was March 8th. Within the local dairy industry, Kreider Farms in Mannheim Town, Pennsylvania, has one of the largest operations. Its 1,700 cows produce 5.8 million gallons of milk per year. Seeing the financial benefits of this in an increasingly food-aware society, they recently, meaning early March 2021, earned an American Certified Humane designation. It is possible for a large farm to be humane. They had to pass a test that checked if they were meeting over 200 specific standards. There was some uproar from PETA, the organization we mentioned earlier, But the farm has stayed strong. They have two as their county, Lancaster County, is the 10th biggest milk producer in the nation.
That is a very, those are very good fast facts for fun. So I don't have as in depth, but I did find a article on the New York Times called The Ugly Secrets Behind the Costco Chicken. So we mentioned Costco before with my personal story, but this article was written by Nicholas Christoph? Yeah, I'm very bad at name pronouncing, on February 6, 2021. So he says that, like many of you think, Costco is an enlightened company exemplifying capitalism that works, and then goes on to talk more about Costco before going into the rotisserie chickens. So rotisserie chickens, this is just a passage from the article, selling for just $4.99 each, are a Costco hallmark, both delicious and cheap. They are so popular, they have their own Facebook page, and the company sells almost 100 million of them a year. But the animal rights group called Mercy for Animals sounds sort of like PETA, doesn't it? Recently sent an investigator undercover to work on a farm in Nebraska that produces millions of these chickens for Costco. And customers might lose their appetite if they saw it inside that chicken barn. This is just a quote. It says, "It's dimly lit with chicken poop all over," said the worker, who also secretly shot a video there. "It's like a hot, humid cloud of ammonia and poop mixed together." That seemed very disgusting to me, so I wanted to share that with you today. Emma, do you have any other fast facts, or could I share my other one?
Well, I just want to say, just to be clear, not all chicken farms are like that. True, that is what some chicken farms are, but we are able to raise our chickens wonderfully, and there's a lot of other farms that can, so don't get your hopes down.
Yes, so my other thing is just, I found a really interesting article called, well, it's from the Food Tank, the Think Tank for Food, and the article is called Why Ending Factory Farming Must Be Part of Biden's Plan to Tackle America's Biggest Issues. It then has an illustration of a factory farm, and then I'll just read a small passage from it. COVID-19, climate change, economic recovery, and advancing racial equity are some of the biggest issues President Biden and Vice President Harris plan to tackle in their first 100 days. And one dangerously overlooked cause of suffering intersects with them all. The factory farming and slaughter of nearly 10 million pigs, chickens, and cows each year in the United States. Industrial animal agriculture is not immensely cruel to animals. It also perpetuates climate change, racial injustice, and the decline of rural communities and economics. The fates of farm animals and humans are incredibly tied. So, I just found that and I thought it was really interesting, and I am looking forward to the Biden campaign in office and hoping that they will do something about factory farming.
Yes.
And to summarize what we talked about in Fast Fast for Fun today, we went over the two facts I just shared about Costco rotisserie chicken and Biden's plan to hopefully help end factory farming. And we went over Emma's fact about the creek deer farms in Pennsylvania. So we hope you enjoyed our Fast Fast for Fun, and we'll be doing more of these in our future episodes. So if you like them, you'll hear more of them.
So I know that this topic can be kind of hard to talk about and hear about, because basically we just learned that factory farming is everywhere in a lot of things that we do. So I'm just going to have a little positive takeaway section. We must.
I think that's a very smart idea, Emma, to have just some positive insight on this topic.
Yeah, thank you. Factory farming is a part of so many things. It's integrated into our modern economy, and its byproducts are used by lots of companies. We must not let this get us down. Anti-factory farming / animal welfare groups might propose this sort of information in an accusatory way. Stay tuned for our mini episode about PETA for more on that. But none of it is your fault. Even though factory farming can't go away right now and won't go away right now, we can work towards helping the environment and the animals affected by it. There are organizations like Certified Humane working towards this goal. They understand that factory farming won't go away, and so they are trying to improve it. Think of it as a pros and cons list. We need to take away all the cons and leave the pros. Fix a broken system.
That was deep. Thank you for that positive takeaway section. There are also a few things that you can do right now besides joining the ONFF Club and donating to organizations like Certified Humane. You can share small things that you can do, and you can do those things. You can share them with your friends. Sorry, I'm phrasing this wrong. You can share small things that you can do to end factory farming with your friends, and you can do them yourself. So all I'm just going to, I found this site and they have a lot of different ones that I thought were very logical and reasonable. So I'm going to just read a couple off to you if you are interested in ending factory farming. The first one is stop factory farming by what you eat. So Emma, do you want to say something about that? Because I know your chickens sort of influence you to do something sort of like that.
Yeah, so it's sort of about supply and demand. If it's like boycotting, kind of. So if you don't support factory farming by buying their products and consuming their products, then there will be, that creates less demand, and so they might lower their supply and maybe eventually go away. So yes, and I went vegetarian for personal reasons about my chickens because I love them so much and I don't want to eat them.
Yes, I know you love your chickens very much, Emma. You even made them little leg warmers, which I thought were adorable. The second thing you could do is don't buy from companies that don't care about animal rights, such as maybe the rotisserie chicken. I'm not sure. You might want to read more into that. Vote out factory farming. I'm not going to get too in-depth in that, but protest against permits for factory farms. It's an option. I personally might not choose for that. I would choose a peaceful protest, but write to a newspaper or magazine. And I thought this one was very interesting, and I thought it was a possible idea for the ONFF Club. So if you would like to do that, you can also do it yourself, or you could join the ONFF Club to do it. We seem to be over-advertising the ONFF Club, but we are both just very enthusiastic about it, and that is why. And we don't want to make anybody feel bad or anything. So support organizations against factory farming, and that's kind of obvious. Make clear how you feel about animal rights. And that's sort of what we're doing with this podcast. So that ends our podcast for today, unless there's anything else you'd like to say, Emma.
Nope. This was a really fun episode, and I'm glad we got to talk about this today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Serving a Perspective. We hope you enjoyed this month's episode, and you'll stay tuned for our next about, drumroll please, Emma, would you like to share? It's a surprise.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. Great. Well, I hope you're excited for a surprise episode next.
This podcast was made with the help of Soundtrap. Soundtrap offers a mobile free recording station on your computer or mobile device so you can record instruments, songs, and awesome podcasts from anywhere. They offer so many features that you might just have to look at one of their fabulous and completely comprehensive tutorials to figure things out. And that is just the basic free account. With a premium account, you can do so much more. Go to soundtrap.com to start recording today. That's soundtrap.com to start your recording.
This podcast was also made better with Pixabay Music. Pixabay.com offers royalty-free music and images, all free. There's lots of moods, genres, and styles, so you can find music that suits you. Just look up Pixabay, PIXABAY.com to start your music search. We use Pixabay for all of our music on this podcast, and we really enjoy it. And before we go, we'd like to recommend one site that really helped us with this month's episode. This site is called Food and Water Watch. They have loads of info about factory farming and food safety. So if you are like us and want to learn more about this topic, we highly recommend foodandwaterwatch.org. They are very aware of what's going on in our world today and include topics like broken democracy, climate change, and environment, corporate control of food and water, factory farming and food safety, GMOs, global trade, and pollution trading. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and you'll stay tuned for our next, which is a surprise. And before we go, we'd like to leave you all with one last bit of information, if you will.
Factory farming, as we know, is not great right now. Most pictures that you see on the internet or elsewhere are pretty sad and gross and overall not something you want to look at. That's totally okay. Just hop on over to Alexander's Adventures YouTube channel to watch some videos of super cute animals on a real farm.
Alexander is a good friend of ours, and he lives in a farm. He lives on a farm called Rockin' Highlands in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. They have cows and chickens, and probably more. We haven't heard all about it. But if you would like to see his cute little chicks and hens, his roosters, and of course, his cows, plus more, he loves technology, so he'll have some videos about that. But if you're not into that kind of stuff, you're also free to skip over those. But there's cute animals eating pumpkins, playing together, and it's just adorable. And Emma and I love to watch them together. So we recommend Alexander's Adventures YouTube.
And he also has a podcast, which he just released a first episode about real estate and the economy in the pandemic. It's pretty good. I think you should listen to that one. And if you like it, stay tuned for more.
You can find his podcast on Anchor.
That's Alexander's Adventures YouTube channel and podcast.